Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities who tell their stories about their business journey and also share helpful insights about the successes that they've had.
We're on to Nelson Britton, B2B marketing expert and president of Manufacturing Chats and Interchanges. And he has got a really great way to help companies make a lot more money. So welcome, Nelson. Tell us all about what you're doing.
Yeah, almost 22 years now. I've been helping B2B companies generate more sales leads and quote requests. It's been a fun journey.
What is different about your chat?
Many, many years ago, 20 years ago, we started a website design firm. Then we started doing SEO, search engine optimization to make people rank on the first page of Google so that people could find them. And we started doing email marketing. And then we started doing ads on Google. And that was driving traffic to the website. So we had all those services. And we realized, hey, we're getting people to the website. We need them to take more action. So we built out our live chat infrastructure. You've all seen websites where the little box pops up in the bottom of the website. So we built our chat infrastructure, almost 20 years ago. It's worked. It started converting people at a much higher rate. We started getting more opportunities from the people that were landing on the website. Google has an algorithm that ranks different aspects of your website, from content to usability to link structure. There's a whole list of things that the algorithm looks at to determine, hey, does this website belong at the top of the page for these keyword phrases? Think of search as motivation driven, right? People are searching for something because they have a need. It ties into their motivation.
You say on your website that you have live people doing the chats. You don't have the bots.
The bots, correct. Yeah, we are a real human 24/7 chat team. We built out our call center infrastructure years ago. Because in the industries we work in, people buy from people. Most of the companies we work with, they're relationship driven. So we've suggested since day one, never force your customers or potential customers into automation. Don't force them to deal with a bot. Just like in an ideal situation, when people call into your company, you don't want them having to go through a phone tree and press one for this and two for that. They want to talk to somebody, a real human. The same thing happens online. People want to chat with people. So we train up chat teams for our customers. Our customers get anywhere from 3,000 visitors a month to 150,000 visitors a month to their website. And we train up the necessary chat teams, put them in three shifts, and we promise response within seconds, 24/7. So those conversations can take place.
So what does that look like for a company, say, that didn't have that 6 months ago and has had it now for the last 6 months? What do they expect to see as an increase in their sales?
It depends on how they deploy it. But with us, our 20 years of data, we typically see a 50 to 150% increase in engagement.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, more people prefer this method of communication. Me, it's funny, I sell it, but I don't like using chat. I like to pick up the, I like to pick up the phone and call and talk to somebody. Right? That's my communication preference.
Well, why do you think that is? Why do you think people like the chat?
People have preferences. We deal in the B2B space. Most of my customers are, industrial manufacturers of heavy equipment, pumps, boilers, more complex sales environment. I would suggest that an AI bot that has access to your inventory and to your data on your website would probably be a better solution for consumer products that don't have a high average sale, but have a high volume of visitors. The goal of a chat team, or should I say the role of a chat team in our B2B customers, where it's a more complex sales cycle, 3 months to 6 year sales cycle, you don't want to have the sales process take place during a chat on the website. You don't want to answer every question the visitor has during a chat on the website. So we want to basically engage the visitor that chooses to chat because that's their preference for communication. We want to find out who they are, where they are they a current customer, and then some top level information about their facility, their project, or their specific application. And then we say, all right, great. One of our experts is going to get back in touch with you for more information. So it's short, sweet, boom. And then we send that chat transcript to them within about 5 to 10 minutes.
So you also have Interchanges. What is Interchanges?
So Interchanges, as I mentioned, the company where we do the websites, the SEO, the search engine marketing, the email marketing. We still have some legacy customers there. We don't really chase that business anymore. It's very much red ocean where lots of people are battling over those type of customers. We did a hard pivot about 7 or 8 years ago where we said, who are our favorite customers to work with? And this is a huge entrepreneurial lesson. Don't be afraid to pivot. It was scary, but once video and social media and content creation became more critical for marketing, we decided we don't want to grow and continue to do everything and learn more skills. We said, let's niche down. So we said, who are our favorite customers? And that was the industrial companies that we had. And we said, what service serves them best, i.e. what gets the immediate results and has the best retention within our organization? And it was our chat solution. So we said, let's create a new brand called Manufacturing Chats. That came to fruition where we just target industrial companies for our chat solution. Anywhere there's people going to a website where there's a high transactional value, that's our expertise area. Absolutely. And while I talk about how great humans are in this particular aspect, you know, the human chat we provide, we're all in on AI. I mean, even so much so, one of my side businesses that I have with a friend of mine, we're actually building energy parks for Bitcoin mining and AI infrastructure. And we're building an energy management software. They just announced yesterday they're building Bitcoin mining operations out in Texas. They're going into that venture. So we've got about 20 sites throughout the country where we have in-process Bitcoin mining and AI data centers, the grid right. system, and then providing renewable energy as part of that ecosystem as well. And Toss Energy is what we're working on there.
Nelson Breton, B2B marketing expert and president of Manufacturing Chats and Interchanges. So how can people find you?
Nelson at Manufacturing Chats. Just go to my website, manufacturingchats.com, C-H-A-T-S. Learn about us. And if you have any
questions, chat you up.
Chat you up.
Okay, good. Well, thank you very much.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.